Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. We sometimes get so fixed on planning our lives and trying to control every little detail, yet in the end it never goes as planned, and I'm sure we can all relate to that. With this uncontrollable desire to control everything comes worry and fear. However, God's plan for us is far better than any place we can ever think of. What God has in store for you is greater than anything you can ever imagine. The people He's going to bring across your path, the influence He's going to give you, the places He's going to take you are far better than you can imagine. You have the DNA of the Most High God. You weren't created to be average, you were created to leave a mark on this generation. What God has in store for you is always better than anything you can imagine for yourself. And that's what is shared in today's message by Evangelist Paul Acqua, titled, God Has Got Lots More For You. Let's join in.
Believe that God has got lots more for you. He wants to do a new thing in your life. He wants to lead you into things that you may not even have thought possible. Therefore, let's keep up with the changes that God is trying to make in our lives. Let's keep up with the transitions that God wants us to go through in our lives. Let's keep up with the new things that is in front of us. God says the glory of the latter shall be greater than the glory of the former. Hallelujah. What I have done in your life in the past is nothing compared to what I am going to do in your life now. And that's what God is saying to you and me. What I'm doing in your life now is nothing compared to what I want to do in your life in the future. That's how I want to live with the Lord. We must just trust Him that He's got lots more for us. Have faith to step into the new things that God has for you. Make a quality decision to cooperate with God because He hasn't finished with you yet. Never assume that where you have been or where you are is as good as it gets. When your goal or your situation seems impossible, keep in mind that nothing is impossible for God. Even as bad news and negative reports become new normal, you can still expect your best days to be ahead of you, my friend. It's easy to be worn down by hopelessness, but regardless of who you are or what condition your life is in, you cannot function successfully without faith in God. Whether you are anxious about the future or going through a personal storm right now, let your mind stay on God and have faith that the best is yet to come. Break free from wrong believing that holds you back from your blessed future in Christ. Having faith in the all-powerful God is always vital. My friend, it has been vital throughout the ages and is just as vital today. A new year calls us to reflect on where we have been and to look to where we are going. Everyone knows that last year was a painful one. There were so many distractions, and every one of you who's listening to me right now has a different story, different things that happened within your life, different things that happened in your family, your marriage, in your finances, work situations, and of where you are in the world at such a time as this. You may just have worry and fear and even anger at different things that have happened. But I want to assure you that God has got lots more for you. Just have faith in Him and believe that there are things coming up that you haven't even seen before. After such a difficult year full of change and uncertainty, we are all holding out for a fresh start this year, even though there is still so much uncertainty. The situation around the globe has changed a lot since the war in Ukraine. This has led to an economic crisis. People are losing their jobs. Prices at the market and shops are rising sharply. Many families struggle to afford food. Across some countries, The Ukraine war and subsequent cost of living crisis means that the poorest children are even less likely to access essential services and are more at risk of child marriage, violence, exploitation, and abuse. But still there is hope, because God is always ready to do new things. You need to have faith when situation or circumstances seem hopeless, and believe that it will be well, because we serve a God of new things. Let me refer you to a text of scripture which reminds us that our God is a God of new things. And that's recorded in Isaiah chapter 43 verses 18 to 19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. This is a powerful scripture, my friend. These verses from the book of Isaiah promise something brand new, and God encourages us to keep our eyes open to see it. I hope you will do so. We all need newness in our lives. We yearn for it, and we must continually seek out the new to replace and refresh the old. No matter what happened last year or even last night, God is faithful to His word. God is in the business of providing new things. As He says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it?" That's what we just read earlier on. It's hard to put things behind us, especially things that have troubled or upset us deeply. If you read the text of scripture in context, the prophet Isaiah was writing to God's people who had been taken away to another land as slaves. He was encouraging them to look to the future, because it was time for new things, new ways to go. There was a new hope. And I hope that is for you and I today. In the wilderness, there is no path to see, and you cannot be sure which way to go. Do you return to the start, or you find a new destination? You may be asking that question. The landscape all looks the same. If you are in a place that feels dark and confusing like the wilderness, He is God who makes way in that place. Have faith in God. Know that He's got lots more for you. He is a God of new things. If you are in a place that feels hopeless and barren, He is God who causes streams to flow in a wasteland. A wasteland bears no fruit and doesn't seem to sustain much life. But when a stream flows, life returns with an abundance of animals, abundance of flowers and fruit. Have faith in God. He is a God of new things. Don't let anybody tell you that the future is bleak. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. That's God's word for you and I this year and even forevermore. Did you know that God longs to do a new thing in your life and also through you? Not just once, but every single day. Today or this week or this month or this year not only presents us with the gift of a new year, it presents us with the gift of a new day, a new week, a new month, and God is about to do a new thing. So have faith in Him. Believe that there are lots that He wants to do in your life. Neither you nor I know what this year will hold. But we do know one thing, that God is calling us to look ahead of us and forget the former things. Don't dwell on what you cannot change. Simply receive the new thing God is going to do in your life this year. It is through Jesus that we can build our faith and confidence and seek a fresh start. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. There are new ways, new opportunities, and new hope. A future that is rooted in Jesus provides a clear pathway in the wilderness, I tell you. and life to the wasteland to enable us to flourish, to bear fruit, to see new opportunities, and to make a difference. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Now he is the one to put our trust in, the one for a sure future, the one for a sure foundation. Jesus is our sure foundation as we move into a future assured of hope and a fresh start in him and through him. Hallelujah. Whatever new thing you need, expect it, my friend. Look for it and move towards it. I encourage you to readjust your focus and ask God to show you what he's doing. What kind of new thing do you want? More than ever before, God wants you to trust him to do great things in your life. He's got lots for you. He is your only hope because he is the God of new things. And I want to encourage you to have a brave, bold, confident faith in Jesus. Step out and do whatever he calls you to do, because he's got lots more for you, especially when you don't even understand everything he is doing. He is still got great and mighty things that you do not know, that he wants to do in your life. It's amazing what can happen when we courageously venture out of our little worlds and begin to embrace God's wider kingdom. Ask God to surprise you with his goodness and favor. He is God of more than enough. He is God of surprises. He is God of new things. He can do exceedingly abundantly above what we expect, according to the power that works in us. God is inviting you into something new that he is about to do in your life. He will guide you. He will lead you and strengthen you to cooperate with him in his grand plan for your life. It's easy to say, "Oh, God's doing something new in my life this year." But that doesn't mean we can just sit back and do nothing while we watch God to do a miracle. We are partners with God. Our part is to believe what he says and do anything he asks us to do to cooperate with his plan. God's part is to do what you cannot do. Yes, God's part is to do what you cannot do. But God wants us to stir up our faith and start believing. He will do new and greater things than we've known in the past. He's got lots more for us. He wants to do miracles in your life, but you must put your trust in him and believe that he's got lots more for you. Release your faith today and keep believing God, trusting that he can and will make a way for you when there seems to be no way. Because he has said he will do a new thing in your life, and he never lies. This is what the Lord says. He who made the way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcement together, and they lay there, never in rise again. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. That's the word of God to you and me today. God wants to do a new thing in your life. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, he wants to make you a brand new person. Because the Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away, and behold, everything has become new. Now, if you want to become new, this is the time to receive him. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.